Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning.
And we're pleased to welcome back Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, the Republican nominee for governor of Rhode Island. Congratulations to you on your primary win this week, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Ian, and thanks, everyone, for having me here.
Mayor Fung, there was a lot of speculation about how things would turn out in this week's primary on the Democratic side. In the end, Governor Raimondo scored a 24-point victory over her closest Democratic rival, Matt Brown. Were you surprised by that?
You know, I knew the governor was going to have an effective crown game. She had a lot of money, a lot of bodies out there. You know, I was anticipating, you know, a win from her. We were preparing all along for taking on the governor because one of the things that we've been talking about all throughout our not only primary cycle, but today is of her record of incompetence, of her bad manager, the people that she's actually hurt throughout her 4 years in administration, whether it's the UHIP debacle to the children that were seriously hurt in DCYF care.
Well, as you say, your argument is that Governor Raimondo has mismanaged the state. If that's the case, why did 57% of Democratic voters support her? Are they just blind to what's going on?
Well, and that's, you just hit the nail on the head, a lot of the Democratic voters. But when I've been throughout Rhode Island, crisscrossing the state for 10 months now, and a lot of the people that I've been talking to felt left behind, a lot of the small business owners throughout the state, they see this corporate welfare culture that the governor subscribed to, you know, bringing in these big companies for, you know, big pay. In one instance, $80,000 per job, another $53,000, millions of our taxpayers, and they felt left out of the fray, don't see the economic impact that she touts. Many people that have seriously been left behind and hurt and forgotten.
Well, let's go to Scott. Does Governor Raimondo bear any credit for economic improvements in Rhode Island over the course of her term?
I think you're going to have that is going to be a major, major discussion that we're going to look at as we go into the next 7 weeks. As we know, it comes up pretty quickly here. And I think that both the mayor and the governor deserve credit for winning comfortably both of their primaries. Now, I am wondering about all of the progressives who won for legislative seats last night. And one of their big issues is choice. As you know, women's reproductive rights. How do you feel about the Roe v. Wade abortion standard? Do you support that?
I've always had a respect for a woman's right to make a medical decision, but with common sense limitations. I've said that before, and the position has evolved over time, too, because, look, decisions I have now at age 48, some of the opinions I had from when I was age 30, and if I haven't evolved over time based upon my life experiences, I wouldn't be growing as a person. But on that issue, I've, you know, remained steadfast. I do believe in some common sense restrictions, such as I don't support late-term abortions. I believe in consent for those that are under 18. I also believe that there should be an abortion-free option on the exchange.
Would you support a codification of Roe v. Wade, as the Democrats and a lot of the women in the legislature are talking about, if it came to your desk?
Well, I wouldn't support the bill that they have been pushing because I believe that it also goes beyond that and codifies late-term abortions, and I don't support that disgusting practice.
Let's go to Maureen.
You were laudable in the sense that you took the high road in the primary. That is that while Patricia Morgan was sending out sort of some derogatory pamphlets and things like that, you really touted the fact that you stayed above the fray and that you campaigned on a positive level. How is that going to work out in your campaign with Gina Raimondo?
We've seen that the first negative ads have always been fired at me, inaccurately, by the way. You know, and that's one of the records that we're going to bring out, how the governor has always had many failings, whether it's her campaign ads, putting dishonest facts about there about Cranston. I'll debate that every single day.
So does this turn into a negative campaign? We saw in the race for governor between Matt Brown, there was kind of this escalation where it got more and more negative and more nasty. Do you expect that to happen in the general election?
I can tell you I'm running on my record of results in Cranston. I'm proud of taking the city from those dark days financially to where we are as one of the best cities to not only live in America, but one of the best places to raise a child. A lot of that are the policies that I've put in place. I don't subscribe to some of the policies that the governor has put forward. There will be stark differences that we're going to highlight, but I am going to stick on our message. I'm proud of the primary campaign that I ran, because I learned a lot of lessons from 14 when I went up against Ken Block. You guys remember that every single day we were hounding each other on the airwaves, in mailers. This time we ran a very good, positive campaign. I need everyone behind me, you know, whether it's Republicans, independents, in order to turn our state around and reform the culture of what's going on in that state house. And Scott, even to address what you're talking about, some of the, you know, progressive candidates that won yesterday, even more so that you need a balance up there with a chief executive that knows how to lead, that has a different perspective and brings results there financially and everything else with respect to the budget.
Mayor Fung, we're pleased you're with us now, but this is your first appearance on Political Roundtable in 18 months. We've tried getting you in here many, many times, and we understand that your campaign had a particular strategy during the primary to limit your exposure to media, but was that a mistake that the listeners of Rhode Island Public Radio did not have an opportunity to hear you in your own voice during the primary campaign?
I don't think it was a mistake. I'm here talking to you now. We are out in the community, in the neighborhoods, talking to many people. And it was basically a lot of the lessons that we learned from 14 was, you know, I wanted to stay on message about who I am, what we've done to turn Cranston around. Being in people's backyards, that grassroots type campaign, and it showed when you saw all the volunteers that we had from across the state coming together and more are coming through those doors, picking up lawn signs, wanting to volunteer to help. We really need to take back our state from this governor's incompetence, and that message is resonating.
What do you say to people who believe it's not in the public interest for elected officials like yourself to shield themselves from greater media exposure?
No, I don't think I'm shielding myself in any way. I'm here.
You did in the primary campaign. Yeah.
We were on many different forums there, Ian, talking to our primary base voters. And we have a long primary process because we're one of the latest primaries in the country for many states. And we were out there talking grassroots style to people in their backyards and also listening to them.
You know, you're talking about, would you be elected governor? You're talking about needing a balance. You're talking about addressing people that aren't getting their needs recognized. I'm wondering, how effective can you be with the Democratic legislature, with the progressives fired up on a lot of legislation? Where do you come in on that? Are you going to be the veto governor?
I model myself and my style, and you guys have seen me over the past 10 years that I've been mayor, even during the time I'm in council. I'm more of a Charlie Baker type. You know, I like working across the aisle with people, but if there are fights that need to be taken on, I'm not afraid to take those fights on, too.
You know that Governor Raimondo and her people are going to just try to wrap Donald Trump around your neck. What are you going to do to try to parlay that, to make sure that you don't just get hooked up as another Trump Republican? I can see the mailers coming.
I saw one of the mailers, too, and this is what I talk about when I talk about the dishonesty of facts of, you know, our governor. You know, one of the mailers actually had Matt Brown as, you know, left progressive as he is, trying to morph into Donald Trump. I'm not running for Congress. I'm not running for U.S. Senate. I want to focus on Rhode Island, the responsibilities of the job of fixing the state. And a lot of people do not believe what she's putting out, the false ads that she's in. In fact, I mentioned that attack ad first. She put in, you know, talking about Cranston, but she had photos. Some of those photos were of Providence. Come on. This is another Iceland moment. You know, she did it as governor, you know, with the tourism campaign. Now on the campaign side, she just can't get anything right.
We're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And Cranston Mayor and Republican gubernatorial nominee, Alan Fung.
Thank you.